The New South Wales government is considering a proposal to let childcare centres ban unvaccinated children. The draft bill, put forward by the New South Wales opposition, is aimed at improving rates of immunisation in the community. New South Wales Labor says immunisation rates in some parts of the state are lower than they are in a country like Rwanda. But as Madeline Jenner reports, anti-vaccination groups say this amounts to discrimination.
The National Health Performance Authority estimates that almost 80,000 Australian children are not fully immunised, and it's identified 32 local communities at risk of an outbreak of a preventable disease. Among them, a number of areas on the New South Wales North Coast and some of Sydney's wealthiest suburbs. The state's Shadow Health Minister, Dr. Andrew McDonald, says it's a situation that needs to change.
The immunisation rates are so low that unless we act now, the future epidemics of vaccine-preventable conditions are simply a matter of time.
Under the draft bill, which has been put forward by New South Wales Labor, childcare centres and preschools would be able to choose whether they accept children who haven't been vaccinated. If adopted, New South Wales would be the first state or territory to potentially ban unimmunised children from childcare. Andrew McDonald again.
At the moment, childcare centres do not have the choice. They have no choice but to accept children if they're not fully immunised. We just intend to give childcare centres the choice as to whether they will or whether they won't accept children who are immunised.
The Australian Medical Association supports increasing vaccination levels, but AMA President Dr. Steve Hambleton says he wants a closer look at the New South Wales proposal.
Well, I think we need to look at the contents of the legislation closely when it comes out, and the government's on side with trying to get the immunisation rates up. Now, it may well be an amendment to that bill that gets through, and that might be that no certificate, no play. In other words, you need a certificate to either say you're vaccinated and you're up to date, you have a medical condition which prevents you from being vaccinated, or indeed you're a conscientious objector. Because it's the parents we're really targeting and those ones that haven't got around to vaccinating. So if we actually say no certificate, no entry, I think we can get the vaccinations up to where we need.
And do we have any sense in the figures of what percentage of parents simply haven't got around to it as opposed to those who simply do not want their children immunised?
Yeah, we do have a sense. We do know that there's about 2-2.5% of parents who, no matter what quality of information you put before them, simply won't decide to vaccinate their children. And, you know, really, it would take an enormous amount of effort to get those parents over the line. But the ones we really need to support are the ones that are seeking information and we need to provide it, or the ones that really haven't got around to it, and we need to give them a reason to get around to it, to make that decision, gather some quality information.
New South Wales Premier Barry O'Farrell says his government is committed to lifting vaccination rates across the state and that he will look at the opposition legislation when it's introduced. But already, anti-vaccination groups have concerns. Greg Beattie is the president of the Australian Vaccination Network, which opposes immunisation.
I think it's a slap in the face for democracy. Really, what's happened is there's a lobby group that have been trying to convince Australians to vaccinate their children. They've managed to convince most of them, but they've failed to convince everyone, so they're now turning to the law. It's a slippery slope once we start heading in this direction. I mean, what's going to be next? We're going to ban them from buses, we're going to ban them from cinemas, from playgrounds, from schools. You know, as I say, it's a slippery slope and a dangerous one.
And the federal government appears to be staying out of this debate. Yesterday, Julia Gillard said her government had already introduced a range of measures to increase immunisation rates. Parents who don't immunise their children already fail to receive a number of childcare rebates and family payments like Family Tax Benefit Part A.
I am concerned about vaccination rates. I'm a big supporter of vaccination. We make sure through the payments that we make available to families that you put those payments at risk if you don't get your child vaccinated. That is what, you know, one of the things we do as a federal government, to send a very strong message to people that it's in their child's interest to be properly vaccinated.
And the proposal is yet to receive much support from childcare providers themselves. Samantha Page is the CEO of Early Childhood Australia, the peak body for services that work with young children, ranging from the private sector to community-based preschools and family daycare.
Certainly, early childhood services across the board support immunisation and encourage parents to immunise their children, and will continue to do that. I'm not sure, though, that services that are part of our network are looking to exclude children who haven't been immunised. I think they would see that as detrimental for the child, and they wouldn't want to be in that position necessarily. So I don't know how many would take up the option of exclusion.
And if a centre did go down this path, are you worried about unintended consequences like children travelling further to attend preschool or perhaps missing out altogether?
Yes, look, we'd be certainly concerned if we were then going to start seeing children missing out on preschool education, particularly in the year before school. Potentially the other one is that parents might misrepresent their child's immunisation status because they're scared of being excluded, and that then becomes very dangerous and very risky. At least when you know a child hasn't been immunised, you can manage that and you can exclude them whenever there's a disease that could be a potential threat to them, and that's standard policy across services and primary schools.
That's Samantha Page, CEO of Early Childhood Australia, ending that report by Madeleine Jenner. And on Life Matters this morning, the Emmy Award-winning science doco maker Sonia Pemberton will be speaking about her latest documentary, which is called Jabbed, Love, Fear and Vaccines.